Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. The Korea Communications Commission announced that Apple will allow app developers in the country to use alternative payment systems. South Korea passed a law back in September barring app store operators from forcing the use of first-party in-app payment systems for developers. As part of its compliance plans, Apple said it will provide an alternative payment system at a reduced service charge in the country. The Associated Press will open a marketplace on January 31st in partnership with the company Zua to sell NFTs of photojournalist work. These NFTs will be built on the Polygon blockchain with metadata on where and when the photo was taken. AP will use the proceeds to fund further journalistic endeavors. Founder of the secure messaging company Signal, Moxie Marlinspike, announced he's stepping down as CEO. Marlinspike has interviewed a few candidates, but made his intentions public in order to encourage more people to express interest. He will remain a member of Signal's board. Indian government officials say Foxconn's plant in southern India near the Tamil Nadu state capital of Chennai will reopen on January 12th. The plant closed on December 18th following employee protests over living conditions. Apple said the plant will remain on probation and that it will continue to work with independent auditors to monitor workers' conditions. Mozilla's privacy-focused data sharing platform Rally launched a study called Facebook Pixel Hunt in partnership with the news publication The Markup. The study will look at how Facebook tracks people, data it collects, and what data reveals about users. Princeton University's Center for Information Technology Policy previously used Rally for studies on misinformation. The Markup is Mozilla's first non-academic partner for Rally. Cloudflare reports that in Q4 of 2021, the number of ransom-based DDoS attacks increased 29% in the year and 175% on the quarter. The report found the manufacturing industry was the most attacked in Q4, with attacks up 641% on the quarter. In December 2021 alone, there were more ransom DDoS attacks than in either Q1 or Q2. Researchers at France's Research Institute of Computer Science and Random Systems developed a way to detect malware by scanning electromagnetic waves. A Raspberry Pi system with an oscilloscope and H-field probe used a convolution neural network trained on both safe and malicious datasets. The system had accuracy of 99.82% in testing and required no software to be installed on the target device. Apple's Shazam released a Chrome extension to identify songs in browser tabs, but it was quickly pulled from the Chrome Web Store. Some users report it failed to find matches of songs identified by the mobile app, with no fail state showing a crash. Uber updated its watchOS app to end support for ride-hailing directly on the watch. Uber still allows for the app to be installed on a watch, but all it does is tell you to use the mobile app. Canon updated its German support site, advising it will ship toner cartridges without chips needed to monitor toner levels. Since these chips are also used for authentication of first-party toner cartridges, Canon also advised customers how to get around its DRM, saying that just clicking through an error message will still allow for printing with no loss of quality. The latest note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that Apple's upcoming mixed reality headset will ship with the same 96-watt charger used by the 14-inch MacBook Pro with the 10 CPU core M1 Pro chip. Kuo previously reported the headset would have two processors, with one as powerful as an M1. The Federal Aviation Administration designated 50 airports that will have 5G buffer zones to help prevent interference during flights. Airports were chosen based on location, traffic volume, and the likelihood of low visibility. AT&T and Verizon agreed to turn off 5G transmitters within these zones for 6 months. Razer removed references to its new Zephyr Pro mask containing N95-grade air filters. Razer's tests found that the filters meet a 95% particulate filtration efficiency, but the entire mask would have to block at that rate to be cleared as calling itself an N95 mask. In a tweet, Razer said the mask is not personal protective equipment and is not meant to be used in medical settings. Apple discontinued the Beats Pill Plus portable Bluetooth speaker, first introduced in 2015. The Pill Plus was the first product introduced by Beats after Apple acquired the company in 2014. Apple currently no longer sells any Beats-branded speakers. And finally, NVIDIA released a new version of the RTX 3080 with 12GB of memory, up from the original 10GB. It includes a wider 384-bit memory bus and 8,960 CUDA cores. Pricing will be determined by board partners, but just assume it's already sold out. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.